Hi, welcome to my podcast. Well, if you're joining me again, you're lucky. This is the 8th time that I've started and I stopped. Then I stopped recording, then I started again. I have done this 8 times, so I'm not going to touch this. Maybe my introduction will always be stop, start, stop, start, stop, stop, and record. Anywho, I guess that's just always going to be my theme. Welcome to my podcast. For those who are listening, I know that Jesus is listening and myself, because yesterday I checked and there were no subscribers, no fans. So deep down I know, well, deep down, like deep, deep down, I know God is listening. So I'm just going to talk to myself and God because I'm on the couch. What am I going to talk about? I really should plan. Oh, I was talking about my profile. Why did I put my daughter's profile? A picture of her looking out the window in a plane. Last week we went to Philly for a little mini vacation, and my husband was also, he was speaking at a conference, a workshop, so we just put that in. And I don't know if you're like me, but I was really nervous going on a plane with my 2.5-year-old, for those who had parents or who flew with their little cousins. I'm from New Zealand, so the last few years I've been Googling, I've been Googling what not to do, how not to get kicked off, you know, reading blogs, parents who had really bad experiences, good experiences. And then so when it finally came to our turn last week and we were going in the plane, she was so excited, but as we got on, and we were finding our seat, she started to cry. I mean, this girl was like, no way. I don't know what this place is, mommy. This is unfamiliar. And she started to cry so loud. And deep down, I was crying really loud because I sat there and I thought, I was trying to calm her, trying to give her candy, trying to give her Percy, trying to give her a blanket. And next minute, I'm like, shh, 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 shh. I mean, seriously, that did not work. I mean, if you heard me, I'd be like, shh, 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 have a candy, shh, 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 have a Percy, shh, shh, shh. I mean, seriously? I mean, yeah. And so we bought 3 seats, one for myself, one for my husband, and one for my daughter. So unfortunately, at the time, my husband couldn't sit with us, so he's sitting on another aisle, and it's me and my daughter, and I'm like, she's crying, like really, really crying. And I'm going, oh my gosh, we're going to get kicked out. We're going to be dragged out of the plane. They're going to say, ma'am, you need to go on, you and your daughter, because you two are just like making it really uncomfortable for everyone. And I was like, oh no. I mean, I'm praying deep down as I'm trying to figure out, and I'm sweating, and I'm like, oh no, Olivia, please, 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 shh, 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 you know, doing that shush, shush, like she doesn't know what shush means. And it didn't work. So then my husband just got up from his seat. He came over, told me to move over, so now she's sitting on me. I mean, and then he got out the, you know, the manual, the little pamphlet that you read so you know what happens when a plane crashes, you know, what to do, where to get your seatbelt, get your life jacket. He started reading her that, and she really liked that. And then he got the magazine in front of the plane, and he's reading the sticky magazine to her. Yeah, it was sticky, I didn't tell you what, but it didn't matter. It was so good. And she's calmed down, and I thought, that's the only time that I am so happy that there was something in front of the plane. I mean, she was so good. She was like, within a few minutes, she just calmed down. She was okay. And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to put the seatbelt on her. No, because my husband said he was trying to tell me, no, the seatbelt goes on you. It doesn't go on the child. So now she's screaming. Then the air hostess came, stewardess, she goes, ma'am, you can't put the seat belt on you and your daughter, it just goes on you. And I went, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And he said, I was trying to tell you that. And I was like, yeah, I couldn't hear because she was screaming in my ear and all I could do was shh, 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 shh. So, yeah, note to myself, don't put the seatbelt on the child as well. But after that, all that drama, it was really fine flying the rest of the flight. And I'm sure everyone on the plane, I didn't even bother to look back. I was just looking forward like, you know what? I'm sure someone's got their cell phone out just a little bit and started recording us. So I was like waiting. So I'm thinking, okay, I check YouTube and we're fine. No one recorded us on YouTube. And then I was like, maybe they're going to Twitter us. And I thought, oh, you know what? Whatever. Go and Twitter away. I'll probably just say something like, you try and deal with it for the first time in your life. See how you do. And then I thought about it and I was like, so why did I put her on my profile is because of this. In life, there's things you want to do right, and it looks really cool, and but just doing it can be really scary, and you don't know until you try it. Oh yeah, and then, you know, one time we were boarding the plane, just before we boarded the plane, she poops in her diaper, so I had to quickly change it, and it was fine, and she was, there's no drama, and that's what I'm saying, sometimes, like, you gotta do some stuff to enjoy the stuff you want to do, but the stuff you have to do before, it's either gonna be too scary, you're unsure, it's really, you've never done it before, and it seems like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry, but once you get through it, and you're on the other side, it's really fun. So that's why I put the picture there of my daughter to remind me. She's really, really brave. Because there's lots of times in my life I'm thinking, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to sit in my little corner and analyze it. So I don't know if you're like me, but I overanalyze everything. I'm going to sit in my corner and I'm just going to analyze everything before I make a move. And then I'm going to do it. And so after a while, when I have overanalyzed everything, it's like, oh, I'm so exhausted. I'm going to eat a bag of chippies. And, you know what? I thought maybe I could eat a bag of chippies while I'm podcasting because there's really no rules. You can eat chips and have a drink and have tea because that's really my thing. Like, I seriously would rather talk and eat at the same time, but I know people don't want to hear that. They don't want to be like, oh, how you doing? Good. So this is my motivational talk, you know, as I'm eating and drinking. I mean, I don't do burps. I mean, that would be really inappropriate, but I was like, you know what, that's not, I don't think people want to hear that because my husband, when I eat chirpies or eat with my mouth open because I'm really hungry and I'm fast eating because I'm always a fast eater, he's like, I can hear you. And I'm like, yeah, but don't look at me when I'm eating that way. So I'm like, and that's what he says to me. Yeah, well, go figure. So I'm thinking to myself, I might lose quite a few people if I'm on the podcast, but there could be some fetish people who like to hear people eat, you know, like people like to hear people. And then I googled and what makes a successful podcast, and eating while you're talking during a podcast, isn't it one of them? So then I figured, probably not. So maybe if I was on YouTube, like a visual, and I was talking and eating at the same time, like having a cup of tea, cookies, you know, some chips and some sandwiches, you know, people, it might be acceptable, but I don't think it's acceptable right now. And also, I don't know if I said, but the time was 30 to 40 minutes. That's pretty a long time for me to talk, but really, if my husband was here, and he'd be saying, I don't think it's a long time for you to talk, you can do that. Seriously, no time. But so that was, I think I'm just gonna keep this short. each time I'm just going to focus on one thing. And also on podcasts, I googled A Seat to Leave. People like lots of motivational little sayings and, you know, photos. So my motivational saying for this thing, for this episode is, and I'm going to refer to the flight again, what is going to be so inspirational, you know, you're listening to this, and what are you going to come away with this? Here's the thing, if you googled a topic, and that's always going to be based on fear, right? Because that was what I keep googling the really bad stories, and I just keep focusing on that. I mean, seriously, I did that for 2 years, this one topic about flying. And I googled more on the failures of what parents said, as opposed to googling what's the good stuff. Then once you experience it, I mean, when you go on a plane and all you can remember is all those fearful things, it really doesn't do any good. So here's my nugget. You got to feed your mind with the result that you want. And if you keep feeding it that result, like, it's, you know, and unless when you actually experience it, it's going to shift. Like, you can say, no, I don't believe that, all that negative stuff that I read. Well, then you're pretty much going to set yourself up for failure. So I'm really glad that my husband, he was wise enough to get up from his seat and sit down with us and say, hey, move over, just let her sit on you. And he was really calming, because, you know, sometimes you need someone else to help you along. But if you don't have that someone else and you're walking through a situation by yourself, you know, I really encourage you to, if you're going to Google like me, Google crazy, I would also Google and research the positive side of the situation, and really Google stories, have people overcome it, and not just worry and not just focus on the crappy stuff. You know it's going to be there, you know it's going to happen, but you want to Google stories of the outcome that you are after. So that is my nugget. Thank you for joining me. This is short, but hey, you know what? It was longer than the first episode. So as the episodes keep going, I don't have a sign-off, like a song, like signing off. Yeah, that's not going to work. You know what? I'll keep thinking about it, and I'll keep working on it. So I will speak to you soon. Bye.